couples to any other law firms in the area guaranteed. Call David at 606-6442. That's 606-6442. 6442.
From the WTCQ Weather Department, this is Paul Spranzer with your Thursday morning forecast. Got another beautiful day on top, so get out and enjoy it if you can. Lots of sunshine. Humidity levels will be comfortable for the very beginning of September, and we'll see temperatures by the afternoon getting into at least the low 80s and a southeast wind averaging under 10. Tonight, another clear night and very comfortable by the morning, getting down into the lower 60s.
Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. On Local Focus this morning, this is going to be fun. We're going to be talking about boxer butts and other mutts. That's right. I said that right. Rose, did I say that right?
You said it right.
You said it right. Typically, you hear us talk about boxer butts and other mutts every year during our Big Tales in Town, which is coming up again in November. Boxer butts and other mutts has been involved with that for a number of years now with us, and we appreciate that very much so. But we got some news. We have an event. We have a fundraiser coming up that we want to tell people about.
Right.
But before we get to that, Rose, you're the volunteer coordinator for boxer butts and other mutts. Let's talk about just boxer butts and other mutts.
Okay.
Besides a really awesome name, what is it that makes boxer butts and other mutts different from other rescue services?
So I'd like to start with a little bit why we have our name boxer butts and other mutts.
Sure.
It started with a boxer. Her name was Anna, and she was the face of the rescue for quite some time. She's passed now, but she was found tied to a tree with a man's necktie emaciated. And that was the first dog that Heidi pulled in. Heidi Wagner is the founder of Boxer Butts and Other Mutts. But what's different about our rescue is that she takes the ones that have the medical needs. Most every animal that comes in has often severe, dire medical needs that can be repaired most of the time.
Sure.
But a lot of rescues, you know, they overlook those animals because of the cost. And Heidi always felt like, you know, they deserve a chance too.
Yeah.
And so our medical fund is what this benefit is for. We spend, last year it was over $120,000 on vet bills. Mm. And it's probably going to be more than that this year. So animals that are heartworm positive or have a broken bone or, you know, some other severe injury that needs to be repaired. I mean, we've done heart murmur surgery on a puppy. It's just amazing the things that have been fixed, and then we find really wonderful homes.
Yeah.
And on occasion, we bring an animal in, and their needs are more severe than we realized, and those dogs become sanctuary dogs. So they stay under the umbrella of the rescue. The foster who has them that agrees to keep them, all their costs are covered, all their medical care, everything is covered under the rescue until their day comes to move on to spirit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, that's quite a story.
I mean,
that's got to be. Thank goodness, boxer butts and other mutts are out there doing this. But it must be a very emotional and difficult thing to do.
It is,
but incredibly rewarding at the same time.
Right, right, and you know, and the other thing that Heidi is really big about is she helps the community too. So if there's someone who maybe their dog got hit by a car, and they don't have the funds to do the surgery to help save their dog, they reach out to Heidi, and she will help those people. Now, a lot of rescues will sometimes help, but many times they require the owner to surrender the animal to them.
Right.
Heidi feels if they're in a home where they're loved and cared for, why would I take them away?
Sure.
So she'll help families. And it can be something as simple as they just need help with the cost of food for a couple months. Or it could be something major. And she does so much for the community and a lot of stuff that people don't even know about.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't always advertise it, right?
Of course.
So she is just, that's what brought me into the rescue.
That was going to be my next question. How is it you got involved?
There was a dog, Samson, who was a blind boxer that she brought into the rescue. And there was just something about him. His energy just pulled people in. He was amazing. And I started following the rescue then. And I noticed how much she did. And I would go to little events that they would do, and I started volunteering because I saw the time, the energy, the love, the care, the concern, the intention that she was putting into this rescue, and her husband too,
yeah.
And you know, other people that were there helping, and that just pulled me in.
Sure. I want to remind folks, you're listening to Local Focus. We're talking with Rose. She's the volunteer coordinator for Boxer Butts and Other Mutts, and she's just explained really what makes Boxer Butts and Other Mutts very different than many of the other rescues. The bottom line is it takes dollars to do what you're doing. It takes
many.
It takes people with big hearts, and it takes a lot of dollars. So you've got an event coming up very soon. Really, kind of the first of its kind for Boxer Butts and Other Mutts, right?
Yeah, one that we're doing this size for us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about that event.
Okay.
When's it coming up, and what's it all about?
It's September 24th at Mills River Brewing from 2 to 7.
Okay.
Awaken the Dream, a local band that's really great. They're kind of prog rock.
Yep.
And they're just really fun band. They're going to be playing from 2 to 5.
Yep.
We have a few vendors that are going to be there, and I do have space. If anybody's listening and would like to be a vendor, please reach out to me.
Are you looking for particular types of vendors?
You know, it'd be nice to have animal-related things, but it really doesn't have to be.
Okay.
We cannot have anybody who's selling food or...
Sure, of course.
Because it's at Mills River Brewing.
Of course.
And they have their own food truck.
Sure.
But, you know, really, it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, so if you would like to be a vendor for this coming up, it's called Cause for Pause. Coming up at Mills River Brewery, September 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. We can reach out to you, Rose, via email at petmessenger@gmail.com.
Right.
So what types of things will be happening at this fundraiser?
Well, besides the band playing and the vendors, we are going to have a kissing booth. We have a kissing booth that different foster dogs often provide the kisses.
Yep.
Primarily for a little donation if you're so inclined, but they give them away for free too. The dogs really don't care.
right.
And we're going to have a photo booth so you can get your picture taken with your dog or just your dog's picture, and that's by donation basis as well. We are going to acknowledge...
So this is a pet-friendly event? We can bring dogs?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, please bring your dogs.
Okay.
And there are a few people who are coming who have adopted BBOM dogs. That's what we call us for short.
Sure.
So we're going to do a little acknowledgement of, you know, those alumni.
Sure.
And it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'd love to have people come and bring their dogs and see what we're all about. We have a special T-shirt that's being made that's kind of a combination of our logo and Mills River Brewing's logo. So,
very cool.
Really thankful for them, too, for allowing us to do this event there.
Sure. Again, it's at Mills River Brewery. It's Cause for Pause. And the dollars raised for this is going specifically to the medical fund for Boxer's Butts.
Right. Most all of the money we raise goes to that. I mean, every penny goes into the rescue. There's no paid anybody.
Yeah.
No paid staff at all. And, you know, for the fosters, if I could just mention, we always need fosters. Every rescue does.
Sure.
So, you know, if you can't adopt, if you can foster, our fosters receive everything they need. There is no cost to you.
Okay.
All you provide is the home and the love.
Okay.
And we could really use some more. And there's an application on our website.
And that website is Boxer Butts and Other Mutts, all one word, boxerbuttsandothermutts.org.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Once again, the benefit is coming up, Cause for Pause, September the 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Mills River Brewery. You can find out more about how you can support Boxer Butts and Other Mutts or be a foster or a volunteer or
donate.
Speaking of donations, you do something special on Fridays. What is that?
The first Friday of every month is $5 Friday.
So that's tomorrow. Okay.
And we just asked for you to donate $5.
Is that something we can do on the website?
There's a donate button on the website. You can also donate through PayPal at BoxerButts and Other Butts at yahoo.com. And Venmo is underdogs number 4 ever.
Okay.
For Venmo. And the last 4 digits of the phone number are 4148.
Okay.
To verify it.
All right. $5 Fridays, the first Friday of every month.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And remember, you can find out so much more about how you can help, or if you just want to find out more about the great work they're doing, BoxerButtsandOtherMutts.org. And go to the event. Go to the
Please.
Event. Go to Cause for Paws and ask
yes.
questions and see what the things are all about. And bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
Rose, we look forward to seeing Boxer Butts and Other Mutts at Tales in Town again this year on Main Street coming
That'll
up the second Saturday in November.
Yes.
Looking
it's
forward
a great
to
event.
That. It is. Thank you very much. Thanks. Once again, Boxer Butts and Other Mutts. You can find out more by going to BoxerButtsAndOtherMutts.org. And remember that benefit coming up at Mills River Brewery. Cause for Paws, and this is dollars all going to the Boxer Butts, I'm sorry, the BBOM Medical Fund. September 24th, 2 to 7 p.m. at Mills River Brewing. Rose, thank you again for your time, and we appreciate it, and thank you for what you're doing for animals in Western North Carolina.
Thank you.
All right, once again, folks, it's Boxer Butts and Other Mutts. BoxerButtsAndOtherMutts.org. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.